When it comes to dashboarding, nobody wants a huge pile of metrics to sort through. But figuring out the most salient metrics isn't easy. To paraphrase Pascal, if I had more time, it would have been shorter. Short and salient is work. In my last post, I argue that a good in-store shopper dashboard should capture quality of customer, merchandising performance, and operational performance to support big-picture KPIs around traffic and conversion. Today, I'm going to dive into measuring quality of customer, which also happens to be the most challenging metric to capture behaviorally. What makes shopper quality hard to capture behaviorally? Well, it's relatively easy to measure whether a shopper visit was successful, at least in terms of ending up at cash wrap and making a purchase. But if a shopper doesn't buy anything, was it because of the shopper or the store? How do you distinguish between a customer who had, for example, intent to buy but was lost to an out-of-stock condition and a customer who visited the store with no intention to buy at all? This problem is especially pressing for non-destination stores. If you're a mall or a high street store, a fair amount of your traffic is probably not well qualified. And if your store is a common entry or exit point for a mall, especially one anchored by movie theaters or entertainment, a majority of your traffic might not be shopping. While there might not be a way to do this with absolute certainty, there are behavioral journey metrics that can help. First, consider time in store. If you measure total journey time in store, distinguishing between pass-by traffic and actual shoppers is easy. This will give you a fairly solid look at overall shopper quality. I like to break this metric up into 3 to 5 segments, essentially classifying shoppers in terms of very short, short, average, long, and very long sessions in the store. You can do this by thresholding, especially for pass-by traffic levels, or by using standard deviation ranges from the average. In and of itself, though, I don't think time in store is enough. To crisp it up, we carve up user journeys based on the time they spend in functional groupings of the store space. There are a lot of different ways to create a functional grouping, but typically, this would include main walkways as one kind of group, merchandising areas as a second, operational areas as a third, and perhaps miscellaneous areas that cover everything else. Some stores might have additional groupings for things like experiences. By measuring the percentage of time a shopper spends in each of these areas, you can classify the shopper into buckets based on their purchasing proclivity. People who spend most of their time in merchandising areas are much better customers than people who spend all their time in the walkways. If we bucket people based on their primary time allocation, operations, pass-by, and merchandising, and then cross-tabulate those buckets with the total time in store metric, we get a beautiful little matrix of shopper quality distribution. Depending on the number of your buckets, this will give you between 9 and 16 cells, and it provides a great compact visual representation of shopper quality and how it's changing. In my next minute, I'll describe a similar and easier set of techniques for understanding the store's merchandising effectiveness. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.